from a, at least from a perspective of the state engine fuel quality regulations, which is what we deal with at the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, definitely the walls are falling. That began with the hard work that many of us, including Christy and others in the room, did to change the National Conference on Weights and Measures Uniform Engine Fuel Regulation. That was amended in 2012 to remove the E10 cap on gasoline. There are five, six states that automatically adopt that, but more than just that five or six states, so many states look to that model engine fuel regulation as guidance for where they're going in the future, to fill in the gaps where they may not completely cover a topic clearly in their regulations. So it's a very, very important document, and much more important than the five states that automatically adopt it might indicate. July 2014, this year, at the NCWM, we are looking to vote on amendments that will standardize the method of sale for blending of ethanol flex fuel. We are trying to move away. I've been hearing all week the term E85, which has kind of been institutionalized for a while, but we are looking at, you know, trying to move away from this term E85 because we all know that the fuel is really not 85% ethanol. So we're looking to go more towards a uniform ethanol flex fuel term. In this proposed regulation at the NCWM, we're going to be bringing the mid-level blend practice that Christy chaired, such a great job chairing a task force that developed the ASTM D7794 standard practice for blending mid-level ethanol blends. We're going to be trying to bring that into these model engine fuel regulations, so we're going to be opening the door for not just E15, but for the mid-level blends as well. And so other states, as I said, will be following in this same direction, and including Tennessee. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the way we approach these things in Tennessee. We don't want a knee-jerk reaction typically when we start to look at changing our fuel regulations. So we've followed this through working with the NCWM to update the model engine fuel regulation, where, as Christy noted, we're active at ASTM and working on the E15 task group there to update D4814 and the mid-level blending specification that is going to serve us so well. We also formed kind of a very informal state interagency review group. We brought in, I guess I kind of said, I know that there are other people out there that we have to deal with when it comes to E15, as Christy noted in her presentation. So I pulled together, of course, our Department of Agriculture, our Department of Environment and Conservation, because they regulate the underground storage tank systems. And that is, in Tennessee, that group sort of views their role as being everything from the tank to the tip of the nozzle. So we have to get that group on board when we're going to do something. Commerce and Insurance, that's where our, quote, State Fire Marshal's Office is, resides. And then I think actually maybe beyond the Underground Storage Tank Division, it's the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. They have our version of the OSHA program in the state of Tennessee. And as a matter of fact, the regulations there, they adopt OSHA code, CFR code, by reference in the regulations. And there is a federal law that says that all fuel dispensers must be approved by an approved testing laboratory, i.e. UL, for the product that it's going to dispense. So we do have to have UL-certified dispensers out there. The fuel marketers are not going to want to do anything that might potentially be considered illegal. So that's a big thing for us to work with our TOSHA folks when we start to evaluate the sites that are going to be bringing in the E15 and the mid-level ethanol blends. And again, being the kind of people that we are, where we want to bring everyone into the fold, we engaged all the stakeholders. We went to the autos, we went to the RFA, we went to the NBB, we went to our Tennessee Fuel Marketers Association, and we went to API. We wanted everyone with a stake in this topic to be at the table when we were developing our rules. So after all of that, we get to the point where we're formally initiating our rulemaking process. That's underway right now. And we have our first official rulemaking hearing scheduled for February 28th, coming up very soon. After that meeting, we plan to announce at that meeting that we're going to take written comments for 1 week after that. And at that point in time, comments will be closed and we'll begin to develop the final rules that we'll try to move forward. Important changes. I'm just going to run through it. We're redoing our rules from top to bottom, from definition number one to the very last page on, you know, when it gets to conformance to the spec. I mean, everything, there are markups on every single page. So I'm not going to go through all that. But what I will do is point out the things I believe that are most important to the ethanol industry that we're working on. Again, we're looking at acceptance of the US EPA waiver that permits up to 15% ethanol. We're adopting the NCWM vapor pressure exemption for E15. That is for the classes outside the summertime volatility control season, because the federal government still kind of rules there. So we regardless of what we do, we know the fuel can't exceed the federal requirements. We're redefining E85 as ethanol flex fuel, 51 to 83% ethanol, meeting D5798. We're defining mid-level ethanol blends as flex fuels blended in accordance with the practice that Christie brought forward, ASTM D7794. We are proposing that yellow grip guards only be used for flex fuels to help consumers recognize that these fuels are available for them. And we are approving new grade terms for E15. And we are incorporating the federal requirements for disclosure of ethanol on the product transfer documents. Additional changes, we're looking for a marketing plan to be submitted, something similar but not nearly as detailed as the misfueling mitigation plan that Chrissy talked about earlier. But basically what we want to do is ensure that all the components being used in an E15 system meet federal, state, and local requirements. Again, we want to engage our UST people and our TOSHA folks into this to make sure that when a marketer goes in Tennessee with E15, they don't have to do it. There's no redos. They're covered everywhere in state government, and we're going to be the ones that facilitate that. Ethanol flex fuel dispenser labeling. Again, we're following very much what is being proposed for the National Conference on Weights and Measures. Ethanol flex fuel blends with concentrations of less than 51% or greater, or less than 51 and no greater than 83, will be called ethanol flex fuel. Minimum 51% ethanol, and then the flex fuel blends, not less than equal to 50%, would be EXX flex fuel, minimum YY. And what we're offering here is a plus or minus 5 volume percent. So an E40 could be, if we test that fuel, it could be anywhere from E35 to 45. And the label that would be posted for use in flex fuel vehicles only. Dispenser filters, this is something that we are trying to get consistent with the current NIST Handbook 130 requirements. I think most people in the state are filtering the fuel, but we will be for the first time officially requiring dispenser filters in the state of Tennessee. So, closing remarks. We remain committed to working with all the stakeholders in a fair and consistent manner. I think that's the hallmark of the way we work at the Department of Agriculture. We want to be fair, we want to engage all stakeholders, and we want to be consistent day in and day out. That's sort of our motto. We certainly support the concept of providing consumers with a variety of fuel choices, and that's what we are doing with this proposed set of rules that we're bringing forward. We want to work closely with industry after the rules are hopefully accepted and adopted at all levels of approval. Then we'll be working with industry to hold some stakeholder meetings to introduce the fuel marketers to E15, to the benefits of E15 and mid-level ethanol blends, what our rules now permit, and how they can successfully introduce these fuels into our market in Tennessee. So we're really excited about the rules. Our commissioner is very supportive of everything that we are proposing, and so it's my job to make sure we get those rules in place by July of this year. So thank you very much.